We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to Kits and Wagers. We are no longer in the Matrix. This is game week 37 in the Premier League and a touch of FA Cup final. I'm Adam Zdrojek, joined by Chris Owen. Chris, we have a big day. I decided to wear blue. I see you got red on. You ready for Saturday?
I'm absolutely prepared for Saturday. It's going to get a little bit of a, you know, given we're out here on the West Coast, it's a 8:45 kick for myself. I thought it was weird that they're kicking off at 8:45. But all things aside, it's an FA Cup final. I got my Cup final jersey ready to go. Not today, because I don't want to jinx it. But I do have my This Is Anfield mug, big cup of Joe in there. And then, got the so far undefeated in the Liverpool warm-up top. So I'm ready to rock. Injury concerns there with Fabinho, but other than that, I feel confident and excited to talk about the FA Cup. And then I think we got a couple EPL matches here too, so it should be interesting. I think this is our second to last show of the season here at Kits and Wagers. We'll see if anything else comes about over the summer, but you know, it's been a fun ride. I think we're, 37 shows later, maybe more than that.
At least. Yeah, probably... so, 42, maybe. We've done at least, you know, future shows, midweek shows.
Yeah, we're actually closing in on 50 probably for the season. So not to eulogize us here, but, just excited to talk a little bit more soccer here and hopefully wrap it up with a couple more wins.
Yeah, I had one kit picked out, and then, you know, I thought about it, and I was like, oh, Liverpool-Chelsea. So I got the Shevchenko kit on. And I just don't like the neck on these things. They don't do this anymore, but like this neck is just like, I don't know, 2005 or whatever this was.
It looks like a 5-ish.
I just don't get like what was going on with this style. Like why I don't get it. It's like a square almost for your head. I don't know.
Honestly, I think that jersey is pretty sweet though. All things considered, the neck a little bit weird, but I think it's out of the neck.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. You got Samsung Mobile.
Yeah, that's like draw, you know, peak DA Drogba days.
Yeah.
Like, give me, like, Ida Gid Johnson in there, you know, some classy players from back then.
Yeah, speaking of the FA Cup, that's the first game we're going to talk about. We got Chelsea-Liverpool at Wembley. We got Chelsea plus 250 to win, Liverpool plus 110 to win. Plus 255 for a draw, over 2.5 goals, minus 115, under 2.5 goals, minus 110. And actually, let me pull up, if you're watching on YouTube or Twitter, let me pull up the injuries. So the question for Chelsea, we have Conte and Kovacic, who may play through their issues. We'll see if either of them start. Kovacic was just injured midweek. Conte's been out for like 2 weeks. If those guys don't start, it'll be Jorginho and Ruben Loftus-Cheek in there. And then we got Liverpool. Fabinho will be out. He just injured his hamstring midweek. So we got some midfield injuries for Liverpool. But otherwise, everyone else is pretty healthy. What are your thoughts for the match?
Yeah, two big question marks there. I think the biggest one, you know, obviously no Fabinho for Liverpool. Him and comparatively, N'Golo Kanté, you know, question mark for Chelsea. They both operate in a similar vein. Both, like, defensive midfielders, both break up play so well. So, going to be tough if without Fabinho. And then if Kanté comes in to Chelsea starting 11, that's a pretty big boost for them. I mean, if Kanté over Ruben Loftus-Cheek is a pretty nice little upgrade there. So, I'll be interested to see who starts there. Other than that, you know, Liverpool, like, a little bit bigger favorites than I thought. They've already played this match in the League Cup final that ended up 0-0. Liverpool, of course, won that 11, I think it was 11-10 on PKs when Kepa missed the only PK of the game.
That's right.
Of the shootout. So kind of interesting. Looking back,
they subbed him in right at the end there. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, that match was back and forth. It was one of the better 0-0 draws that I think I've watched this season. There was chance after chance. I think Chelsea had like two goals chalked off from offsides. So easily could have had more. I think Mount hit one off the post. It was 0-0, but it could have been, like, you know, feasibly like 3-3. So it was a pretty high octane match. I don't know if we're going to see that again. You know, these FA Cup, these final, you know, much like Champions League semifinals or any other cup finals, they can be pretty tense where there's not a ton of chances. But I still think, looking at the odds here, there's a few interesting bets. I do think, bear in mind, Liverpool, their last loss was in February. That was to Inter Milan in what was, you know, they kind of had that one wrapped up. And then prior to that, the last loss to that was Leicester City back on December 28th when they lost 1-0. So, you know, a team that hasn't really lost too many games here. They've been playing pretty well, obviously. But the interesting one that I liked here was the over 2.5 was -115. I think just, you know, despite it being 0-0 last game, there was a million chances. They should have everyone in attack. I don't think Luis Diaz was prepared for that match, but maybe he came on in the second half. So I think they'll be fully gone out for it. And then Lukaku's been playing better, and Christian Pulisic as well has kind of like came in and, you know, contributed as well. So I think I like the over 2.5. And then there's a couple other peripheral fun bets you can put on this game too.
Yeah, I like the goals, and I kind of like the odds in favor of Chelsea here. So these matches have been, so they played each other three times, 90 minutes, all three times have been draws. And while I think for the most part, Liverpool probably maybe look like the better team overall in these matchups, it just seems like Chelsea have been kind of a thorn in their side. Like, no matter how these matches go, I think the first one, it was Reece James got, you know, an early red card. Liverpool still couldn't get the winner in that one. That one finished 1-1. The next one, you know, Liverpool got two early goals first 26 minutes. Then Chelsea came back with two just before the halftime. So, but I think it just seems like in this matchup, both teams will get opportunities. Liverpool will get the usual opportunities, but I like without Fabinho in there, I think that's pretty relevant. I think Chelsea will get their opportunities as well. I know Liverpool probably are going to get more opportunities. It's just how these matchups have gone. But for the most part, like, Chelsea have been able to keep up. So you can get numbers like what, a double chance for Chelsea -130. You can get draw no bet for Chelsea +150. And this is only for 90 minutes. Like, this doesn't matter for possible PKs or extra time or anything like that. So just 90 minutes right there. Those are pretty simple bets if you think it's going to be a draw or you think maybe Chelsea have an edge. And another one I was looking at, so you can bet on corners, race to 7 corners. You can get Liverpool at +145. Those are higher odds because maybe they're not going to get to that many corners. But you look back in these other matchups, they had 12 corners in the first meeting. That was helped by the Reece James red card. But after that, they won 7-6 in corners. And then that cup final and the other cup final, they won the corner battle 11-2. So, like, if you don't care for either side, or if you think it's going to be a 1-1 draw again or something like that, 90 minutes, go with Liverpool race to 7 corners +145. I think you're getting pretty good odds there.
Yeah, that's interesting. I definitely agree with you on the fact that Chelsea's getting a lot better odds, a lot, you know, more worthwhile in terms of taking that and the payouts. There's two interesting bets that I think that I would entertain here. I do believe, you know, given how the season's transpired and that I think Liverpool do win this one. And you can get Liverpool, you can do a little parlay here. Liverpool win and over 1.5. You're getting odds at plus 160. So you kind of just get a little bit better than just that, whatever they're at plus 110 to win. And then there's a couple player parlays that are interesting to me. And player to score and get a card, you can get Mo Salah at, what did I say? It was plus 1,800. So, Mo Salah, late winner, scores the goal, rips his shirt off, runs to the corner, plus 1,800. Gets the yellow card in that too, so plus 1,800. That's just a silly bet, but that's interesting enough. And then Salah's plus 300 with to score and Liverpool to win. So a couple interesting ones there that I would entertain.
Yeah, go with that crazy bet. Some places you can bet on cards, some places you can't. So that depends on where you're located. We just figured that out before the show because of Michigan. Seems like you cannot bet on yellow or red cards. At least I can't find anything like that available. But that's the FA Cup final. We have two more game weeks left for the Premier League. We still have – some of these teams still have three matches. Speaking of teams with three matches, we got Burnley still with three matches. So the first game we're talking about, Sunday, early morning. This is probably the biggest match of the weekend, even though maybe it doesn't look like it, but both teams have something to play for. We got Tottenham minus 295 to win, Burnley plus 850, draw plus 425. Over-under, surprisingly high for a Burnley match, but you can get over 2.5 goals is minus 170, and then over 3.5 is plus 150. So it seems like it's sitting in that three range. And then under 2.5 goals is plus 135. Should we just chalk this up as another home win for Tottenham, or you think Burnley are going to put up a fight?
Burnley have to put up a fight, but I would chalk it up for another home win for Tottenham. Tottenham, and also that under 2.5 is pretty appetizing. Surprisingly, though, in the previous matchup between Burnley and Tottenham, Burnley won that one 1-0. That was right when – I think that was earlier around January. That was February. So was that right after they had beaten – Manchester City, and then they just laid an egg midweek 1-0, which is kind of interesting. So there's still that kind of that storyline of Tottenham dominating because they're up a man over against Arsenal on Thursday, and then potential to lay an egg against Burnley here on Sunday. But I still think they get it done. The last five matchups, Burnley, aside from the one that Burnley won earlier this week, Tottenham's won the last three of the past four. And then they drew one, and then they had beaten Burnley 5-0 back in 2019. So Tottenham's really dominated this matchup here. And so I still think they get it done. They got a much better side. Harry Kane, Heung-Min's son, Heung-Min's son has an outside chance here at the Golden Boot too. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him knock a couple in, or at least knock one in. But I like Tottenham here. I just don't see a way that Burnley gets it done. They had won a few games there and then just kind of fell off here against Aston Villa earlier the week in three, or was that last weekend? 3-1.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just like Tottenham much more here than I would go with Burnley.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like the only way that Tottenham drop points is if this is just like a letdown situation. Cause they're coming off the North London Derby. So like you said, coming off Man City last time these teams played, but they're playing for top four right now. They're 1 point behind Arsenal, and I think they're actually in a better position, as I guess we'll discuss. We're talking about the Arsenal match after this one. But Tottenham play Burnley and, what is it, Watford in their final two matches. I think in a better situation than Arsenal, even though they are 1 point behind right now.
Arsenal have a couple. They got a couple tough matchups. I mean, Everton the last.
Oh, Norwich. They play Norwich and not Watford. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Tottenham at home. You look at the results, and they've scored at least three goals in five of their last six matches. And I guess Burnley's hope is that Tottenham look like they did against Burnley, and Burnley tried. Sorry, against Brighton, and Burnley try and replicate what Brighton did. But the problem is, I don't think they can do that. They don't play the same way. And the other part is that, so Burnley are dealing with some injuries. We could see Kevin Long together on the back line. I don't think those two have started together all season. They played together against Villa because Tarkowski got injured last game. They also got injured. I mean, Ben Mee, still a doubt. Jay Rodriguez, still a doubt. So they're pretty slim in terms of their team. You know, they kind of rely on defense. And now you got Collins and Long. And we just saw what Son and Kane did against Arsenal's back line. You think a couple Burnley backups are going to be able to hold down Tottenham and their guys up front? I don't think so, especially in a must-win spot for Tottenham. So, I mean, I know this is must-win for Burnley, but we saw what must-win, you know, meant against Aston Villa. They just don't have the guys. So I'd be looking at something like maybe you could go with, a bigger, minus 1.5 for Tottenham, or maybe win a clean sheet kind of a thing. But it just seems like a long shot right here for Burnley to win, at least. I mean, maybe they could steal a point. I'd say if they stole a point, it'd be like a scoreless draw. I think that'd be their only route, really.
Yeah, I agree. You know, if you think that Adam and I are nincompoops and don't know what we're talking about, you can always take a look at Burnley double chance plus 245. You're getting pretty huge odds there, but traveling to Tottenham, I just don't, it's as much as I want to see Burnley maybe give an upset here to Tottenham, I just don't see it happening. But if you do, plus 245 on the double chance there for Burnley.
Well, if you looked at that route, would you rather just bet draw at plus 425? Because do you actually think That's Burnley true. Can win? I mean, I guess if they replicate, like I said, what Brighton did with that 1-0 win, but it just seems.
Or what they did earlier in the season.
Yeah, I mean, that was in Burnley, and they're healthier. I don't know. It just seems like Burnley 1-0, I guess, but. Must-win spot at home with the way they played at home this season. I just don't think that Burnley can win this. But, hey, crazier things have happened, I guess.
Definitely. Yeah. I still think we're pretty much in agreement on how we see Tottenham winning this one.
Yeah. Also, I forget to mention, I just put up my betting article for this week, Game Week 37. As you can see here, we got a Leicester guy. Maybe I'll talk about that later. But I guess not the last match, but it's a standalone match on Monday. We have, speaking of another team fighting for the top four, speaking of another team that just played, came off the North London Derby, we got Newcastle home against Arsenal. Newcastle are plus 300 to win. Arsenal minus 115. Draw plus 265. Over 2.5 goals, minus 120. Under 2.5 goals, minus 105. So, Chris, this is the last home match for Newcastle. How much do you think that has an effect here on how this match goes?
I mean, of course, they've kind of got a much better feeling in the club than they did to begin the season, given that they've been, they've transferred ownership. They've bought a few players. They brought in a new manager. So I could see the St. James Park definitely rocking as they're hosting Arsenal, with Arsenal having a shot at the Champions League. They've played well prior to, I believe, did they lose? They lost to Liverpool and they lost to Man City at home recently. I'd get better double check that before I say the wrong thing. But, I just see that they should have a pretty good atmosphere with it, but being the last match of the season. Arsenal are desperate for some points, though, so they are dealing with some injuries. Was Ben White on the bench yesterday on Thursday?
He was on the bench, but it still doesn't sound like
he's ready to start. I forgot who they brought on for when Gabriel went down, but so I don't know. It'll be interesting. It sounds like they'll be without Gabriel.
That's just a late update. He's a game time decision.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, either way, that's a pretty short turnaround with a muscle injury, so I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't make it. But so they could be without, backline might be slightly questionable. But I could see, it'd be interesting if Newcastle can spring it up an upset here. The odds aren't quite good enough for that 2.5. Minus 125 is okay, but it'll be interesting to see. But I definitely think there'll be more goals and less goals.
Yeah, what happened to your Arsenal stat against Newcastle? What was that stat?
Yeah, so I was looking up the head-to-heads prior to the show here, and dating back to 2018, Arsenal has won each of the past, was that nine matches. So they've won nine straight over Newcastle, with one of those being in the FA Cup. So Arsenal's definitely dominated this matchup over the past few years. And, I mean, we'll see if they can go back and continue to dominate it this weekend as they travel to Newcastle. But that's an interesting stat. That's, you know, that's like some mind games over them. I'm curious to see how many players are still at Newcastle over the past 3 years.
Right. I think maybe the bigger stat from that is that Newcastle haven't scored in the last seven of those games.
Yeah. It's been pure domination.
It's been win to nil. Newcastle just not scoring. So,
yeah.
And then, I mean, you look at their games against the better competition of late. I mean, I know they're on a winning streak, but that was against top six, top whatever competition. Play against Man City, play against Liverpool, go scoreless against them. So.
This is insane. I went back a little bit further. And so Newcastle won in 2018, but then you go back and the last time Newcastle won against Arsenal prior to that was in 2010. So it's been like just total domination from Arsenal over Newcastle. So they've got two wins in the last 12 years against Arsenal.
Yeah, that has me kind of tentative here because I do think, I mean, Newcastle – I think they just have an edge in terms of the kind of the matchup here. Well, maybe not like team to team here, but Arsenal on a short week. Granted, this is a Monday match, but you have a possibility that Callum Wilson's back in the starting 11. He came off the bench last match. Kieran Trippier came off the bench last match. He could start again. So you have that. You have Newcastle pretty healthy overall otherwise. And then Arsenal, as you were talking about, we actually have no idea who's going to start at center back, because if Ben White can't start and Gabriel can't start, they just lost Rob Holding to suspension. So, like, we don't know what we may see. They may go to something where it's like Granit Xhaka back there kind of a thing. They may go to, like, three center backs, kind of go like a 3-4-2-1 or something like that. Like, we could see, like, a Tomiyasu playing center back. We don't know, because when Gabriel got hurt, Nuno Tavares came on for him, and Nuno Tavares plays left back. So it's going to be currently an unknown lineup for Arsenal, something we're not going to know for probably, I don't know, until Sunday, whenever Arteta's press conference is. But I think that is definitely relevant. But, I mean, for the most part, like, you have those losses for Newcastle. If you don't want to take a side, I would look at the under just because of the way – that Newcastle have been playing, you know, outside of that Man City game, it's been kind of limiting opportunities for opposing teams. So under 2.5 goals, -105. Sure, on the other end of that, Arsenal games have been higher scoring. I think it's been, I don't know, 5 or 6 in a row with at least 3 goals. So that's a downfall. But our Newcastle team, they're going to score 3 goals in this match. Maybe if Arsenal get a red card in the 20th minute, but I still like the under. And I probably wouldn't bet a side on this one until I saw who was going to play for Arsenal on their back line. So,
yeah, that's fair. Pretty crazy evidence, though, to support Arsenal.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
Newcastle 2 wins in the last 12 years.
Like that kind of thing matters. Like, we talked about it with the North London Derby, the home team, how the home team is dominating that matchup. And even though maybe Arsenal were playing better ahead of that match, kind of didn't matter. Sure, there was a red card involved there, but, you know, Tottenham were at home. They got the 3-0 win. So, you know, another home team wins in that derby. So, sometimes this stuff matters, sometimes it doesn't. But I think for the most part, you got historical information like this, and one team dominating another. I think that's pretty relevant.
Yeah, totally.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. and hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Best bet corner, best bet couch. So I got another push. So I'm still on nine straight fades. My bet are still alive, and I'm coming off two pushes. I was gonna come up with another plus one or minus one to take here, but I didn't have enough time to figure that one out. So, Chris, you are coming off. Who did you pick to win? You picked Everton to beat Watford. So you're a little salty coming in this one.
Slightly, but not really. It was one of those reverse psychology things here. So I think I mentioned it, but I took Everton. I mean, you got to beat Watford in this. I think they're going to be okay, but they do have Arsenal last day of the season, and so they need to get it done here this weekend as well. But so I missed on that one. It ended up in a 0-0 draw, which is kind of astonishing. But that's how it goes. So, yeah, I guess I'll pop into my best bet here. There's a couple things I was interested in, but I think, we're on the same page on with what your best bet is, because I was also considering that. But I'm just going to go here, take what I think is an easy bet. Man City have been absolutely destroying teams, especially in the Premier League. I mean, we all know that, obviously they crashed out of the Champions League, but you go back and you look at their Premier League games. They've won. They beat Wolves on Wednesday 5-1. Prior to that, 5-0 against Newcastle, 4-0 against Leeds, 5-1 against Watford. Yes, that competition isn't very good, aside from Wolves. They beat Brighton 3-0 prior to that, and then the last one out was 2-2 against Man City. But they've been destroying, or against Liverpool, they've been destroying teams, like just working them. And so I am going to take them and head over to the spread here. You can get City against West Ham -1.5. You can get that at +105. So that's my best bet. I think, they're going to win by a couple goals here.
So are you worried at all about – we're looking at the lineup here, rotowire.com, and go to the Premier League lineups. But Laporte is a doubt, suffered a knock to his knee last game. We got Fernandinho. I don't think he's going to be ready to play. So we got a question at center back. Currently, Nathan Ake is coming off an injury, and we haven't projected to start right now. So if Laporte and Fernandinho are out, I don't know who would move back there. Would Rodri move back there? Maybe.
I was thinking that maybe that would be the play.
Yeah, so we have kind of a question. Are you worried at all about that? Because I think Antonio's good for West Ham, and Benrahma probably not ready, but I think Antonio's good. So they're mostly 100% outside of Craig Dawson, who just had an update today. So are you worried at all about that? Man City's back line, that is.
It was slightly. I have no idea who they'd play. We said Rodri potentially at center back, and then I don't know who they would move into central midfield, but he's just such a key piece for them in the midfield. But yeah, I mean, slightly worried, especially if Antonio comes back. He's just like the perfect counter-attacking forward, in my opinion. But other than that, I still think, Nathan Ake is on par with Kurt Zouma or Craig Dawson.
Let me add something else.
Okay.
Last four matchups, Manchester City, 2-1. League Cup, scoreless draw. Before that, this is back in February 2021, Manchester City, 2-1. Last time these teams played at West Ham in league play, this was October 2020, 1-1. So last four meetings, Manchester City have failed to win by more than one. Are you scared yet?
No, I mean, as I mentioned, they've been destroying teams. 5-1, 5-0, 4-0, 5-0, 3-0 against Brighton, It's been the last couple of those matches has been with those same injury concerns we've been talking about. I mean, when I was watching that City, I think I had City. Was it who the heck did I play the other day? City Newcastle? No, City Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
I saw that Aymeric Laporte knee injury, and I was like, oh man, that's for like Jimenez like fell into his knee, and it looked pretty kind of nasty. But apparently, he's like it wasn't too bad. He did sub off, but yeah, that's certainly a concern. But just given how they have like been just eviscerating teams, I still think that I'd rather go City here -1.5. And it, you know, the reverse psychology comes into play here for me as a fan. If West Ham spring one, my best bet maybe potentially misses, but opens up the title race.
Yeah, I was trying to see just how much this mattered for West Ham. And so it's for the most part,
it
like
matters a little bit.
Yeah, they have the top seven locked up, but they actually, because Manchester United only have one more match and they're coming off that loss at Brighton, West Ham still have a chance to actually finish top six. And that's the difference between Europa League and Europa Conference League. So a pretty big difference, I'd say.
Also big for West Ham because that would be the second straight season, right, that they're right in the Europa League. So,
yeah, I mean they just
pretty
lost
noteworthy for a club, you know, trying to put themselves in the upper echelon.
So this will be interesting. Yeah, their final match is at Brighton, so they got a couple tough ones coming up. But, all right, Man City -1.5. I'm going with a simpler route here, and I'm just going to be straight up looking at Leicester to win at Watford. And unless something has happened with Watford where everyone is healthy, if you're looking on the screen right now, they have 12 people out due to some are fake injuries, some just don't want to play kind of a thing. The season's done for Watford. They managed a point against Everton midweek, and that's because Everton are playing not to lose. Leicester, not really the same situation. Playing a little more open. We saw him score 3 goals against Norwich midweek. And like we look at Watford's lineup, can they score? Ken Sema, Samuel Kalou up front, and probably like an 80% Joao Pedro. They got Dan Gosling starting in the midfield. You know, they held out for the scoreless draw against Everton, but we'll see who starts for Leicester. They may rotate a bunch. We may not see Jamie Vardy. We may not see James Maddison. So that'll be something to look at. But even then, I don't think it matters for Leicester. I think they'll be able to score, and I don't think Watford can score. So when I looked at this yesterday, it's +110 for Leicester to win. Now it's +100. So yeah, money is on Leicester, and that's where I'm going. So there you go.
What's interesting. This is one I was going to put out there as a peripheral bet too, because similar to where I thought Everton was in a good spot to just go and beat Watford, but. What's the thought process on Leicester rotating? I mean, Jamie Vardy coming off an injury, but he had subbed in 3 straight matches prior to starting on Wednesday. So, like, where do we think that Vardy's or Maddison are not going to play? Did Brendan Rodgers say something about that?
Well, for one, they don't have anything to play for. But
true,
they've been pretty much rotating for, I guess, the last 3 weeks because they rotated for Europa Conference League. Like pretty much, I mean, Maddison was coming off, I think it was a hamstring tweak maybe or a hip issue or something. I know Vardy's coming off an injury, but it's like if these guys aren't, 100%, why are they going to be forced into the starting 11 with nothing to play for kind of thing? And then they play, I think must be next Thursday, I want to say, that they play again. So it's like, why are you going to push all these guys to start back-to-back all these matches when, Leicester – are just playing for a spot in the table. Look at it, it's in 10th. They're playing to finish top 10, and that's kind of all it's about right now.
Yeah, there's no way. They're 10 points south of West Ham.
That was just the general thought. That's what they've done the last few weeks, and now they're playing Watford. I don't know. Just give some other guys more time is kind of what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's fair. I just wasn't sure. I would love to see a fully. If they get that, you got to feel a little bit better about those odds. They might also change to negative minus odds if they, around match time, if you get Vardy, Maddison, etc. in the lineup.
Yeah,
we
haven't
Harvey Barnes,
or I haven't seen the Brendan Rodgers press conference yet. So
yeah,
there's a chance.
Noteworthy that these matches are on a Sunday. Usually, we're talking. Yeah. we're going for either Thursday night to Saturday or Friday morning to Saturday and Sunday, but a rare one here where we're recording on a Friday morning, and these matches aren't going to happen until Sunday morning.
Yeah, this press conference probably happened while we're on here, but yeah, I mean, he talked about Vardy and about how he's blessed genetically, talking about keeping him in the right condition and stuff. Hopefully he can stay fit. So
did we get some genetics out of Brendan Rodgers in the press conference? I love it when managers turn into like physios.
Yeah.
And Brendan Rodgers is voted most likely to do that by me.
Get to the age, still looks as fit as he does. It's a real positive for how he looks after himself. I mean, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I mean, just with nothing to play for, it's like, why not give Pats and Daka some time, or like Iheanacho's leaving in the summer kind of thing. Let him showcase something. I don't know. It just seems like why do you want to push Vardy to, you know, possibly injure his hamstring because he's starting two times in 4 days, something like that.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, he's also got that his wife's in that trial with Wayne Rooney's wife right now. I don't know if you've been following that, but that's kind of funny. But it's totally unrelated to this, so I'll stay out of that.
Yeah, Ryan Belongi brought that up on our DFS podcast midweek for like one of the reasons he didn't want to use Jamie Vardy in DFS. It turns out,
and then he used Jamie Vardy and won like $6,000.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like, was it 6,000, 16,000? I don't know.
It was wild.
He won a bunch, and he used Jamie Vardy, so I'm going to ask him about that.
Tell him I want to know, too, because, you know, it's important stuff.
Yeah, because I haven't been paying attention to those tabloids, and he brought that up, and I was like, oh, okay. All right,
I forget the name of the reporter, but he's been live tweeting the whole thing, and it's like just pure entertainment. It's great.
All right, I'll have to look that up after.
I'll send it to you.
I don't know, at some point. All right. So we got Chris is taking Manchester City -1.5 at West Ham. I'm taking Leicester +100 at Watford. Yeah, we're betting on two away teams to win this week, which it could backfire, but maybe it couldn't. We got two teams who are playing, or well, I guess Leicester's not playing for anything, but whatever. Manchester City still playing for the title, so. Chris, you can find him at Chris Owen, at CHROwen8 on Twitter. I am at Roto's Droik. Again, RotoWire, you can use, I mean, we got all these lineup pages, we got whatever, we got the injury reports, all that good stuff. RotoWire.com/soccer trial, free 10-day trial, no credit card required. And in case you play DFS, we'll be back in about an hour to discuss Sunday. We got a big slate. Chris is coming out with the FanDuel article. As I mentioned, and we got a betting article on the site as well. So we got a bunch of stuff coming for at rotowire.com. We also got, we got a bunch of stuff. There's a end of the Bundesliga, nine games at the same time for Bundesliga on Saturday. And I think it's 9-10 games at the same time for France Ligue 1. I think that's Saturday as well. So we got a bunch of games at the same time going on this weekend and then the following weekend. But for me and Chris, we'll be back next week to discuss game week 38. And we're going to have a surprise. We're going to give one bet. I'm making this up on the spot. We're going to give one bet for every match in the final weekend of the season. That's what we're doing on Kits
and Wagers. That sounds fun.
There we go. So we're going to have 20 bets total for the final game week 38. Cause I'm going to have a bet. You're going to have a bet for each game. There we go. So how's that sound?
Sounds sick.
There we go. So we'll see how long that one takes, but hopefully we're on.
We might have to crack some beers for that one, I think.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. But Chris, thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Adam.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.